The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation.
Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
This hour, I think we're going to go outside my voice box. I'm almost rendered speechless, Ty Bollinger, as to what we're about to cover today. Yeah, I know.
You're never speechless.
Well, and Super Don, too, we were talking about this latest in natural news and what Mike Adams has done in concert with a lot of other folks. This has been many years in the making. And TMB, my buddy, maybe you got to roll this one out because I'm going abba-da-boo. This is amazing.
Well, so most of you are familiar with Gorski, David Gorski, and just the libelous, slanderous bullying that he does online. He calls people names. I just saw one of our Truth About Cancer viewers sent me an email that they said, "You're being attacked again," and they sent me this. Another one of Respectful Insolence blogs by Gorski says, and the title is, "Another Young Woman with Cancer Lured into Quackery by Ty Bollinger," just posted yesterday. And just goes into how this is such a bad thing that we've shared information on these natural treatments for cancer, and how dare this young lady go for intravenous vitamin C therapy and saunas. That's quackery. You know, the interesting thing is, because it's a standard of care, you can go in for a chemotherapeutic treatment or radiation treatment that has a 10% chance of success, and that's not quackery. That's okay, because it's approved, even though it rarely works. So it's bizarre that we live in a world where you're attacked by scum like this David Gorski for actually getting out there and just trying to educate people. It's par for the course, though. It comes with the territory. I'm not complaining about it. It's just bizarre.
Well, last hour we talked about the religion that the Gorskiites have been defending, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah.
And I think to bring into the mix is a guy that's been doing incredible work over the years pointing these things out, our buddy from Natural News, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, is with us to go outside the box. Mike, how you doing?
Well, hi, guys. It's great to join you today. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Mike. Good to have you on, man. I'm really looking forward to letting you share and getting you to share what's going on with this Gorski and this article that you posted today about some allegations to the FBI.
Well, what's really interesting when you look into Dr. David Gorski, he is a colleague, and this is actually what prompted what I've now filed, which is a medical conspiracy allegation complaint. I've just filed it with the Michigan Attorney General. I filed it with the Karmanos Cancer Center, and I've also filed it with the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Detroit, and I've offered up myself and the other investigators on my staff to offer sworn testimony to provide evidence to the FBI that we are sitting on, evidence that I would consider bombshell evidence. I haven't published that evidence yet. But let me back up just a little bit and say, you know, Dr. Gorski, his attitude online is not so much my concern in terms of public safety. You know, there are people who can be morons or pricks or what have you all over the internet, and that's just part of the internet.
Yeah.
But when we found out that Dr. Fareed Fattah, working in the Karmanos facility in Detroit, was intentionally misdiagnosing patients with cancer so that he could make money, quote, treating them with chemotherapy, when we found out that he finally pleaded guilty to fraud, conspiracy, and was now sentenced to 45 years in prison, you know, alarm bells began to go off in my head, thinking, you know, my gosh, David Gorski works at Karmanos.
Yeah.
And we began to conduct some investigations, and we were getting stonewalled. And we found a circle the wagons kind of attitude at the Karmanos hospital and everyone involved in that thing. And we believe, and these are part of our allegations, we believe that there is an ongoing medical conspiracy, a criminal conspiracy. In fact, the FBI's original complaint against Fareed Fattah characterized it as a conspiracy. And that there are more individuals who are going to be named. There are, and this has been published in the Detroit Free Press. And we believe that the public is being put at risk. And finally, we have documented quite extensively the pathological derangement of Dr. Gorski, which is irreconcilable with the mindset of a professional physician offering competent care.
Sure.
And so we are concerned. We are concerned that there is another Dr. Fattah chemotherapy disaster in the making, but with Dr. Gorski's not chemotherapy. It could be surgery or some other element. So this is the basis of why we filed this complaint, and we expect to be threatened with lawsuits. We expect to be intimidated. We expect that they will try to silence us. But that, of course, will fail. So that's where we are.
Well, it is, you know, what's intriguing to me, if you're a duly authorized, licensed doctor or oncological surgeon in this case, and you spend most of your day attacking others via blogs and articles, you know, I don't know many medical physicians that are in practice that have much time to read the news, much less just attack anybody who differs in their belief system about healing or health or cancer care.
That's right. The physicians that I know, they are trying as hard as they can just to keep up with the abstracts of the medical journals that they're trying to scan. But this guy, Gorski, and even his own patients complain about him in complaints that we have cited. One guy says that, I got the feeling that Gorski would rather me shoot myself in the head than rip him away from his science blogging. You know, this is the kind of thing.
You know, that's bizarre because if you remember Dr. Rashid Buttar, who was in the quest for the cures and is a mutual friend of all of ours, he works, I mean, this guy works 18, 20-hour days. He's got so many patients. He's healing so many people. I can't imagine seeing him blogging for what looks like hours a day. It's like,
yes.
What is his priority?
Well, I don't think it's priority. I think it's pathology. I believe, and I've asserted this, and I will stand behind it, and I believe any psychiatric evaluation would find him mentally incompetent to practice medicine. And this is important because as much as you and I might argue with the modalities of medicine, I think we can all agree that whatever form of medicine is being practiced needs to be practiced by people who are mentally sane, stable, who are not obsessed with a pathological hatred, you know, people who are going to focus on their patients no matter what they're offering. Maybe it's pharmaceuticals, maybe it's holistic therapy, maybe it's acupuncture. But there needs to be a focus on the patient that is undistracted by some personal vengeance or hatred directed elsewhere in the world. And so I believe that even under the AMA's code of ethics, Dr. Gorski is probably, he needs to be stripped of his medical license, but we'll leave that up to the Michigan Board of Medicine. But even in terms of his conduct, the pattern of derangement and pathology is consistent with someone who is a serial criminal. And that's important to recognize because where there's smoke, there's fire. And when you have a place where now, you know, felony crimes are being committed. Massive fraud is being committed. And today they just announced more felony charges against Flint water quality, employees, government employees. Flint and Detroit, they are cesspools of criminality and cover-ups. And I think it's no coincidence that Dr. Gorski is in the midst of all of this.
Right. Now, Ty, remind me of the doctor up there at that clinic, the Karmanos Cancer Center, that was convicted recently because evidently it's the same clinic that Gorski works at.
Yeah, that's what Mike was saying at the first about Dr. Fareed Fattah.
Yeah.
Now, Fareed Fatah, what was the number? I can't remember. $93 million he built Medicare with false charges and false, you know, prescribing chemotherapy that was either for patients that didn't even have cancer or prescribing the incorrect chemotherapies, the more expensive chemotherapies for those that did have cancer. I saw an interview recently, and I had a screenshot of this one at our lecture up there in Global Health, at Total Health Canada, mm-hmm. just a couple weekends ago, of a lady that had lost her husband, and it came out that her husband did not have cancer, didn't have any cancer, and he was prescribed chemotherapy that killed him, and the lady was on a major news show saying, I want to confront this Dr. Fatah, because mm-hmm. he killed my husband with chemotherapy. And it's just interesting that you have that on the news, the chemotherapy killed him, but yet that's still an approved treatment. But Mike, you know, you're completely correct. Our emphasis is not to try to force any kind of treatments on anyone. It's just to educate people about treatments. And if people are so inclined to go to a doctor to treat them, the doctor should be mentally competent. And so I think that's a very astute way to pursue this.
Exactly. And even when you think about Dr. Fatah, if you read the details of his case, and I've read the entire Department of Justice complaint and indictment against him, mm-hmm. he was very much adamant in the same way that Dr. Gorski is in saying to his patients, demanding that if they did not rigorously follow his every word and every advice and take every drop of chemotherapy, then they would die. And that sounds exactly like something that Dr. Gorski would say. It's almost his words. In fact, the way he talks with insolence and he attacks and defames and slanders people on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. There is a similarity. There is inside medical institutions, there is a culture. And that culture has a consistency. And it often stems from management, which is engaged, in this case, I believe, in a massive criminal conspiracy and cover-up. And so that culture, it's not a surprise when multiple physicians under the same culture of medical fraud may exhibit the same types of behaviors, the same types of pathologies, and engage in similar assaults on patient rights while, in the case of Fatah, defrauding the federal government out of millions of dollars. So this is all no coincidence in my view.
Yeah, well, the concerns we share here, again, ultimately we stand for the freedom to choose, but we want you to be fully informed about the choices you're making. We do have genuine disagreements with those in the oncological field, as is our right to do, but we don't want to force you to not do it any more than we want you to force you to do it. And the questions are at this Carmanis Cancer Center is, how did the other doctors not know what was going on? That is a consideration. We'll talk with Mike Adams and Ty Bollinger as we continue to go outside the box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've been following or operating within the new media, as we have, Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell here, and more, John Rappaport last hour, you recognize that there are entities that are not officially media people, but that are sort of attack dogs for certain dogmas, protection rackets, if you will. Wikipedia became famous for basically editing anything truthful about what's called alternative medicine. Options besides chemo, radiation, or surgery, for instance, for cancer. And there have been people within that realm operating in the shadows. This guy Gorski was named, or he named himself Orax, so he wouldn't be found out. Then he was found out ultimately. And this story we're talking about with Mike Adams, the article at Natural News today, it ties into something more than just an article. And it's an action. And I want people, Mike, to understand that there's an action behind this. There's a purpose for this. And there's genuine concern, and we're, you know, wanting to report on this because we know that the old media is not going to cover this.
Yeah, that's correct. This is a complaint that we have filed under risk of perjury with the FBI. In other words, if we have lied, then we could go to jail. So, of course, we have not lied. We've told the truth, and we've also told the FBI and the Michigan Attorney General's office that we are willing to testify under oath to provide additional evidence to law enforcement that they could use in this case to investigate Dr. Gorski and what's going on at Karmanos. And remember, too, Robert, you know I have a long history of working in support of local law enforcement, and I've worked around law enforcement for many years. I have contacts who are former FBI, former military, you know, sheriff's deputies and so on and so forth who are active. in law enforcement, and they tell me that this is all actionable. So that's what we're trying to do. And this is all in the public interest, too. I want to be clear. We have nothing to financially or materially gain from filing this complaint, from attempting to uncover what we see as a criminal medical conspiracy. We have nothing to gain. In fact, we put ourselves at some level of risk, personal risk, perhaps legal risk for doing this. But I believe that the public safety is so important in this case. And too many people were already harmed by Dr. Fatah, the cancer fraudster, who worked out of the same group, the same place in Detroit. So I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. It's too many people have been too silent for too long, and it's time to blow the whistle and stop these frauds and protect the people of Detroit, period.
Right. TMB, you've traveled around the world, visited cancer clinics, you know, traditional regular medical doctors that have gone outside the box and done other things as well. And I'm just looking at this Carmonas Cancer Center. And again, I've never been there. I don't know how it's run, but it's hard for me to conceive that it was just one doctor. I mean, how does just one doctor get away with that in an entire center and nobody else is involved? Or maybe one of, I don't know. The concern I have, and I think Mike shares that, is that this may go deeper.
Well, yeah, and the reality is it's very likely that it's not just one doctor. It's more than one doctor. And if that's the case, then by definition, it is a conspiracy. And so that's we're getting into conspiracy theory here, but it's not on us. It's on them.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, both of you guys, you know, the FBI routinely charges people with conspiracies. Mm-hmm. So for anyone who thinks that the word conspiracy is not an acceptable concept, then, you know, why do people get charged with conspiracy all the time?
You know, right.
The truth is that conspiracies do exist. In fact, they dominate certain sectors. And I'm quoting from the Detroit Free Press, which says, quote, "The case is far from over. New allegations are surfacing that the attorney involved confirmed to the Free Press that an amended complaint was filed with allegations against new unnamed defendants, and that the names of these new defendants will remain sealed for the next several months, according to federal court documents, while the U.S. Attorney's Office investigates the claims." So we know this is much bigger than one person. We just don't know exactly how far it goes.
Yeah, and that is the question. Once you start pulling one string, where does it lead? And we you know, last hour, John Rappaport, a good friend, mentioned again the Starfield report. She was a Johns Hopkins, high-level researcher, very well-respected, acknowledging at bare minimum 225,000 people in America were dying every year due to modern medicine. That's 2.25 million every decade. And again, those numbers may be low, yet mainstream media doesn't cover it, doesn't acknowledge it. Doctors, for the most part, have not acknowledged it. They continue on their merry way, and the slaughter of innocents continues. And what we're trying to do is minimize or limit, or maybe if it's possible, eliminate that kind of slaughter by bringing this to light. We've got more with Ty Bollinger and Mike Adams as we go outside the box.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, in the midst of reporting this story, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Natural News, very concerned, as we all are, about the treatment of those with cancer. And even if it's the correct treatment, it's dangerous. But my goodness, if it's corrupt, even more disastrous. In The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, a teenager was featured, Cassandra C. Ty, of course, you know that all so well. We've had her on the show. We've interviewed her. She was forced to undergo cancer treatment at the age of 17, strapped down, and she said, I do not consent. Now they found a new mass another cancer. You know, this is what she said she didn't want. And this is forced government-sanctioned chemotherapy against the will of parents and children. And there are more stories like this coming out all of the time.
Yeah, it really is sad. You know, yes, Cassandra does has had a recurrence, and we're trying to connect her to some good people to help her through this. But we were afraid that might happen in light of the fact that she did several rounds of chemotherapy, and that's oftentimes a side effect of the chemotherapy, or actually a direct effect of the chemotherapy is
more cancer
later. Yeah.
That's the human toll there that we're talking about. Our concern is genuine for each individual. We want all of this information out there.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about over the break that I wanted to kind of bring to light here for the listening audience is that I'm in the middle of answering some frequently asked questions for the Truth About Cancer series. We're going to film tomorrow and we're going to broadcast it over the weekend. Charlene and I will do a couple hours of the FAQs. And one of the most common comments that I'm getting now is that people don't trust their doctor. They feel like they've been betrayed. They feel like they're not getting accurate information. And so, you know, my desire, your desire, RSB, Mike's desire, I mean, we just want people to be informed with education, with good knowledge, with facts that they can use to make a good determination on how to treat their disease. We want them to be in the hands of a physician that they trust and that they can depend on. And that's really our only goal. Our goal is not to force any kind of a treatment down anybody's throat, but just for them to be informed, be educated, and be in the hands of a competent professional. And that's why what Mike is doing now with this these allegations to the FBI about this clinic up in Detroit is so important, because in reality the thing that concerns us the most about this is that their trust has been betrayed, we feel. And well, it's not just a feeling, it's there's facts to back that up.
And isn't it extraordinary that we live in a medical age where this very idea that patients should have a choice is attacked, you know, defamed, slandered, vilified? Just this fundamental human rights idea is routinely violated by the cancer industry. This is crucial to understand that cancer as it is practiced today is not only one day going to be seen as extremely barbaric and rooted in anti-science, really, but it is also fundamentally rooted in this denying of people the fundamental human right of medical choice and informed consent.
Yeah.
And this is crucial to understand because it places this cancer industry on the same side of history as, let's say, forced euthanasia programs or forced eugenics programs that were carried out by the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the cancer industry is. It's no coincidence that chemotherapy chemicals are also chemically derived from what were weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons in World War I, for example. So there's no question that what we are advocating here, patient choice, sane, competent physicians, is on the right side of history. And what we are standing up against, people like Dr. Gorski and the criminal cancer Dr. Fareed Fattah, they are on the wrong side of history, period.
Yeah. And if anyone believes that Mike is attacking Gorski here on a personal basis, you got to understand also that Gorski has spent years launching unprovoked attacks on Mike in Natural News via internet, social media. And all you have to do is just review it. There are pages and pages and pages of archived blog posts where they just take joy in trying to denigrate you, Mike. And it could be personal, but I think that, you know, you're in this for a larger purpose.
Well, that's a really good point, because I did not respond for all of these years because, it doesn't bother me that people attack me on a personal basis. What concerned me and what prompted me to file this complaint with the Attorney General and the FBI is the fact that we need to protect the public, and I believe that Dr. Gorski is a danger to the public. So it's not about me. It's about the people of Detroit, who are, by the way, mostly African-American, right? And we know, all of us know, that African-Americans tend to have lower vitamin D levels because their skin blocks the sunlight, and as a result, they tend to be vitamin D deficient and have more aggressive cancer cases. The cancer industry sees Black America as, in their minds, cash cows. And I believe there is a racist profit agenda at work here in the cancer industry, and I think it's no coincidence that the most insane, deranged people happen to set up shop as doctors in Detroit to prey upon the pain and suffering of African Americans.
Well, we can look at also the case of the CDC whistleblower specifically, with the doctored or, let's say, eliminated trash data, specifically trying to remove the known link that they found between the use of the MMR vaccine on time or early for young African-American boys. So
that's right.
There is seemingly a racist component. I agree.
Well, also Flint, Michigan, the water supply, the lead poisoning, again, black children who were harmed, you know, harmed for life. In fact, any of us, if we go through the history of the cover-ups, whether it's heavy metals poisoning or the mercury in vaccines or the cancer industry, more often than not, it involves people knowingly harming black children or African Americans, essentially exploiting their suffering for profit. There is a legitimate racist component behind all of this that I have pointed out from time to time, but I'd really like to see more of, if you will, more voices speaking out in the African American community against this agenda that seems to be targeting them.
Yeah, and that was one of the things with Brian Hooker and Andy Wakefield connecting with brother Tony Muhammad, and I think he's the right-hand guy for
Farrakhan?
Farrakhan, right, to say, hey, look, there is an attack. I mean, you look through the history of the U.S. government in the 20th century, there have been horrible things that have been done to minorities of the populations, Tuskegee being one of the most famous ones, and not the only one. So this is a pattern of behavior that is not gone because it's the 21st century and we have technology and we have the internet. In fact, it's still happening despite that, and it needs to be pointed out.
Well said. Yep.
Yeah,
I agree. You know, when you guys were going through that, I was thinking all of those different instances that we mentioned, whether it be the CDC whistleblower, where they knew that there was the black boys were four times as likely for autism, whether it's the Tuskegee experiment, where the black men were experimented on with syphilis, withheld treatment, just to see how their immunological response occurred in their body until they died, or whether it's even the racist component that was pervasive when hemp was made illegal in the late 1930s. When we were up there in Toronto, I had a couple quotes that I read that were from, one of them was from Anslinger and one of them was from a United States senator, that the gist of the quotes is, we've got to make hemp illegal because when the black men smoke marijuana, it makes them think that they're equal to the whites. I mean,
oh boy,
it's insane, the racist component that has gone into a lot of these different health issues over the years. And so, I was glad that you guys brought that out.
Go
ahead, Mike.
Well, just if people wonder, there might be people listening who say, there's no way that medicine is racist. But look, these are the kind of people who we know were willing to essentially medically murder cancer patients in order to make more money billing Medicare for that money. Do you think that they wouldn't murder black people to make more money? Do you think that they have ethics? Do you think that they're all about equality? No. They will do anything to make money. As they already... This guy, Fatah, already pleaded guilty to it. 45 years in prison he's going to serve. Yeah. And he's just one that they caught.
Yeah.
How many more are there that haven't been caught?
And it's not. This is not conjecture, folks. These are known medical facts that chemotherapy, this is the specific instance that we're talking about, Dr. Fatah prescribing chemotherapy and then actually killing people. Death certificates, I've got actual copies of death certificates where cancer patients have died and the cause of death is listed as toxicity from chemotherapy. So this is not just the Health Ranger and RSB and TMB speculating that chemo might kill you. These are actual medical records, death certificates that have shown that's the cause of death. Chemotherapy can kill you.
Well, and just to say how deranged a culture that we have been a part of in our lifetime, you have the federal government authorizing the use of synthetic toxic poisons like sucralose, Splenda, this artificial chlorine-based sweetener, and now it's being linked to leukemia, and that's an approved substance. And that, of course, is not discriminatory to one race or another, but those who are not in the know, in ignorance, say, oh, well, the government says it's okay. The FDA has approved it, etc. And we've got to break that madness cycle of blind trust in institutions. And I think that's what they're fighting against the new media about, because the new media is like the old media was supposed to be. That fourth estate that would hold accountable institutions, whether they be corporate government or a combination of the two.
Yeah, exactly right. Robert, the old media, the mainstream media, as it's sometimes called, is crumbling rapidly. Trust in it has eroded to almost nothing. I think the latest poll showed 6% of Americans trust the mainstream media. You know, the truth is that the mainstream media can no longer control the narratives on vaccines or GMOs or pharmaceuticals, psychiatric drugs, cancer, all of these things. And it's due to people like you, both of you, Ty, with your Truth About Cancer, and Robert, just never-ending effort to keep educating people. We are making such a huge difference in waking people up. Look, this is the age of transparency. Look how much information is coming out now, the truth, about all kinds of things. I mean, Brazil's in a revolution. Their government announced that we're going to stop lying about economic numbers, and they're impeaching the president because she falsified the economic indicators. Well, why aren't we impeaching Obama then? Because he's doing the same thing. The Trump effect in politics, even the Bernie Sanders side attacking the Wall Street and the banks. This is an age of transparency, and in this age, it is independent media that are able to connect with people in a way that they trust, because the trust in the mainstream media has virtually disappeared.
Yes, and we're not limited by certain corporate masters that say, no, you can't look there. Don't look under that rug because of what you'll find. In fact, that's where we want to look, and that's what the media was designed to do. That's what the First Amendment was all about. The digging into those areas to protect the public interest and individual interest as well. And it is certainly a fascinating and interesting discussion here. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, going outside the box as we do each and every week with Ty Bollinger and, of course, Mike Adams, the health ranger over at naturalnews.com. We'll tell you a little bit more. They're almost wrapping up a global quest the second time through for the public. We'll let you know how you can get it, learn more about it. If you have questions you want to ask, how to do that as well for Ty and Charlene. And Mike Adams, the health ranger, is going to stick with us to the top of the hour. So grateful for all that he's doing here. And the journey that we're on together, again, it's empowering. It really is. Even though there's some scary stuff that we're covering, the idea is not to frighten you, but to empower you with information. And we'll do more of that after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to read about the article or read the article itself that started simulated this conversation today with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box each and every hump day, along with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger today. We have it linked up as we do every week in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you to naturalnews.com for this article. Headlines about Dr. David Gorski named in medical conspiracy allegations complaint filed with Michigan Attorney General. Also, the truth about cancer. A global quest. It's going on. I think is tonight the last evening, or is there another evening tomorrow before it wraps this time?
Yeah, episode 9 begins in 7 minutes.
Okay,
and this will be the last episode. I think we're going to run it for about 24 hours. We're going to 48. I think we're going to run it for 2 days.
Okay,
so it'll be on for the next couple of days. But yeah, if you haven't seen any of the episodes up to now, it's not too late. You can just go to the Truth About Cancer. Just go to Robert's website or robertscottbell.com and click the link to go there. And you can watch episode 9, which is, to me, my favorite episode, because it's the survivors and the conquerors and their stories, and it's really heartfelt and touching. And you even get a chance to see some of the ending interviews with our camera team to see how the series affected them.
Yeah, beautiful. And these are the stories we've talked about earlier with John Rappaport that are overwhelming the narrative. The mainstream media cannot contain it anymore. And, Mike, of course, the stories you've been able to share, we're sharing together, helping that along the way.
You know, think about another story that we posted yesterday about the glyphosate being detected in Quaker oats. You know, this is totally unexpected in the minds of most people because oats are not GMO. And yet oats and wheat and barley are all being sprayed with glyphosate at levels that are, frankly, quite alarming. We're talking over 1,300 parts per billion glyphosate. You know, that's something that the IARC has said is a probable carcinogen. You know, people are probably eating, you know, cancer in across the food supply in ways they never imagined. So the work that Ty is doing with the truth about cancer is going to become so crucial for the future survival of people who are alive and listening today, because the assaults, the cancer chemical assaults, are coming from vectors that no one ever imagined they could come from. It's just astonishing.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing they're fighting against, because the profit center, of course, is to make people sick and then profit from the treatment of their sickness, which makes them sicker and eventually kills them. Which, again, we defend your freedom if that's what you want to do, but you're not free to make the decision not to when you don't know it's there. And that's why, Mike, your continued work as a forensic food scientist, food lab that you've got. And we should mention the book. When is the book officially out?
Book's coming out July 26th. It's called Food Forensics. You can download the first section for free at foodforensics.com. But I have other quick news. We were just awarded a certificate of excellence for our laboratory analyst, our data set validation, by the ERA Proficiency Testing Company. And we posted that story up on the website. We were in a test with 323 other laboratories, and we scored one of the best scores. So
congrats.
We're really doing good work at the lab.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, I just want to say, Mike, to you, thanks. I mentioned this off the air, but what you're doing, it reminds me of a quote that was attributed to, I thought Jefferson and then Franklin, but it's actually Edmund Burke. And basically the gist of it is that the only thing that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. So I just, you know, I applaud you for what you're doing and, you know, putting your neck out there and on the block and just doing the right thing for the good of humanity, and I support you. I know Robert supports you, and we're gonna see this thing through. But thank you for what you're doing, and also thank you to both of you, Robert and Mike, for just the support that you've both given to The Truth About Cancer from day one. Mike, you were the first interview of the first series 2+ years ago, and you've been in every series. Robert, thank you. You've been in every series, and probably 50% of my interviews are because Robert introduced me to the person. So, you know, you two guys are very instrumental in The Truth About Cancer, and thank you to both of you.
Well, good point. You know, you've reached and impacted millions of people with that series, Ty, and this is why we are being attacked so viciously, because we're being effective. You know, giving people choices, and sometimes those choices are to say no to chemotherapy or to get a second opinion or to see a naturopath or a different modality altogether. And that freedom to choose is what the monopoly-oriented cancer industry cannot stand.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, this is an incredible outside-the-box edition, special edition with Mike Adams and Ty Bollinger, of course, and RSB here. What are you going to do next? If you're listening live, you're going to watch the episode finale, number 9 of A Global Quest. And then Q&A next week with Ty Bollinger and Charlene Bollinger as well. Guys, always great to connect with you. Thanks for both of you and all that you do.
Hey, thanks, RSB.
Mike, great to have you on board again. Thanks to John Rappaport.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks to Super Don as well for making it sound so good. Daniel on the board. Back tomorrow with Jonathan Ebord and the Sacred Fire of Liberty. In the meantime, I'm telling you, because it's the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.